I know the DJ.
Do you?
You gotta
90s baby, stand up.
You're coming back because I'm blowing in it. Pause. I take my crap serious.
Get the hell out of here. I don't owe you shit.
Welcome to episode 85, but I know the DJ, the original New England podcast discussing all things DJing, music, nightlife, business, and pop culture through the unfiltered opinions of folks. Snacks!
Give me snacks, baby!
A.K.A. Mr. The Poster on Your Girlfriend's Wall and DJ's Fingers! Cammy V!
What up, guys?
We're here, baby.
Big sad season, baby! Ow!
Brah, you just had a birthday,
pal.
Happy motherfucking birthday.
Krah!
How's it feel to be old?
Dude, it sucks. It's
You're such at an awkward age.
Awkward age and
joint pain starting to kick in.
Yeah, I mean the running doesn't help. I'm just like we went to my family. One of my favorite movies is How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey one.
Classic.
And for my birthday, my mom bought tickets to like a Broadway like musical version of it. And the kid who played Max, the dog, was just like jumping around, rolling around, like whatever, like, you know, playing the character. And the whole time I was like, I literally can't do that anymore. I was like, my knees cannot do that.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think I'm pretty active, but like still, like I'm just like, ah, oh, there's certain times where I'm just like,
the bounce back isn't what it used to be, bro.
And the bounce back is not what it used to be. I definitely cut drinking a lot, but the bounce back is not is definitely not what it used to be. I got to take all these like pills and shit and supplements.
CMOS.
Big CMOS guy. Yo, just because we're on it, I think have I done this bill before on the show?
I don't think so.
So, guys, if you're in nightlife, especially if you're a DJ, promoter, whatever the case is, and you're out a lot, tired, you're like day to day, you're kind of just like, oh, like I slept a lot, but like I'm just still sleepy. There's certain supplements, vitamins that like, you just need to be taking. And one of them, if you have to take any of them besides like a multivitamin, CMOS is the one.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly what's in it, but like it, so basically as some of you know, I'm a runner, and there are times where maybe I like, because of work or whatever, like I'd be out or drinking or whatever, but I have to run the next day. CMOS before I leave for my gig, and when I come back right before I go to bed, and I wake up golden. Because when you're dehydrated, you know, alcohol like dehydrates you, you're losing vitamins. That's basically what it is. You're just like depleting your vitamins, just like burning your vitamins away. So when you replenish them before you go to bed, you wake up replenished. On my birthday, for example, before I left, bottle of CMOS, bottle of my noon electrolyte tabs, took them both before I went to bed, woke up golden.
Now, do you do the tablet version or do you do the gel?
Tablet. Yeah, I don't like the gel.
You got to be careful too, because they have a lot of their...
There's different versions of it.
Don't look for the ones that are like farm grown. Do not take those. Those are fake. You want the ones that come from the sea. Like me, I started doing the gels and I found out about that. Mm. Basically, the body is made up of 100 and something minerals, and that has 92 of the minerals that are in our body.
And most times... Just adults, just because it's hard to kind of, you know, stay on top of these. We're lacking so much vitamins and minerals just because of, you know, we're not the stuff we're eating. And if you're not, that's why these vitamins and tablets to do that for you exist.
They're called, they're supplements.
Look for the Irish. The Irish CMOS is good. What I've been doing is I've been buying the actual raw CMOS.
Yeah, that's
and I cook
really good
it
for you,
and I blend it and stuff like that. So I'm making my own CMOS, so I know it's that. It's super concentrated, but look out for that. With anything comes the bootleg version, so just make sure you're taking the right stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to take the van version of the CMOS. But I did hear that CMOS is good for semen retention. Is that true?
Yeah,
dude, loads. I'm shooting out ropes.
Yeah.
Absolute ropes. And it's fucking insane. I do pill version. You can get like a good 150 capsules on Amazon, $20. You know, just like, but like read the shit, because there's obviously a lot of different versions of it. Really good for you guys. Like, and how did I discover this? Another podcast, the 20 podcast, Beat Source, shout out DJ Spider. Mm. Recommend, highly recommend. They had a little John on the show once.
Yeah.
DJ Cammy V.
That scared the fuck out of me. Anyway, they had Lil Jon on the show.
Yeah.
And Lil Jon's like probably like in his 50s now, right?
Yeah.
He's got to be up there.
He's up there. Looks amazing. But, you know, and DJs is a great DJ, actually. You know, Vegas, LA, doing all the shows.
Scam artist DJ.
Scam artist DJ, and still like, you know, doing music. You know, he's heavy in the scene. And Spider was like, how do you do it? At your age and when you have a song like Shots, when you have, you know, just these huge party anthems that you're playing at Vegas 3-4 in the morning. And he's the one who was like, honestly, CMOS. He's like, yeah. CMOS is my answer. He goes, I discovered it and it made me, because Spider was like, it's not like you like quit drinking. He goes, how am I a guy that has the song Shots supposed to, and turned down for what? Go sober, dude. You know? And he was like, so I had to find ways, you know, these natural ways to combat it. Yeah. You know? And so when he said, and I heard that on the shows, when I started doing it, and then obviously with running, I was like reading a lot about it, you know, I was obviously running and, you know, getting hydrated and replenished in that sense when you're depleted and blah, 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 blah. Guys, you heard it from Fingers, heard it from myself. Cammy V, we're shooting ropes.
CMOS,
guys.
Yep.
What do you think Lil Jon's biggest record is?
Probably Yeah, right? Probably Yeah.
It's got to be Yeah, but part of me is like, yeah, yeah.
I thought you were going to ask, how long of a shoot do you think Lil Jon is? That's what I thought you were going to say right after that. I'm like, no, he's not going to ask.
Okay. Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, yeah. I'd say Get Low.
Is Get Low bigger than Yeah?
So let's put it this way, right? No, like, Yeah, it's got to be one of the biggest songs. Probably
that's
period,
hard,
but
like ever. I think in the streets, Get Low is crazy, but Yeah, is like the fact that it's. I mean, Get Low's a wedding.
But Get
anthem
Low,
too.
You're singing, you're screaming the whole song, half of the song the whole time. Yeah, you're only really singing the chorus.
The chorus.
Mm.
So I mean, the biggest part of Yeah is the drop. Ding, ding, ding,
I just had it in my head. I mean, people know Usher's first verse. The club to my homies.
Yeah, but it's not kind of like a scream thing. People wait for the yeah, and then they wait for that first drop. Yeah, that's what I know. Yeah, and then it becomes dormant a little bit. People are dancing, but with Get Low,
you think people know 3-6-9? But that's the chorus.
That is the chorus.
But it's just like, for me, it's such a like.
Y'all need to work a little harder than that. A little harder.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a little. For me, it's.
I think
Get
Low is fire.
I think it's right there. I don't think one's bigger than the other. I think it's right there.
I would have to go with Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, it's also a cultural thing though, because this is just my opinion. I think if you're like at a more, you know, let's say like black party, I think Yeah is almost corny. But if you drop Get Low, like even Get Low could be corny, depends how you do it.
Mm.
But Get Low I think would ring harder than Yeah. But I think if you're at more of a white party, I think Yeah would ring harder than Get Low. But I think both can transcend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They both can transcend.
But I do think they
I guess it's how you bring it in, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm also looking at it, too, like, not to screw up with the conversation here. I'm looking at it from, Yeah is not his song. I think Get Low is also technically Ying Yang Twins. Is that true?
No, yeah, that's his song.
Okay, so Get Low is, Yeah, Yeah
he
is not
he produced
his song.
Yeah, though.
He did produce, Yeah.
Get Low is his song.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it is his song.
Yeah, it is. So.
Lil Jon, the
East Side. Featuring
you. Not Snap Your Fingers. Honorable mention.
No, it's not close.
Right.
Snap Your Fingers is huge, but there's a big. Just because of how big those songs are.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
So Get Low came out, what, 04?
Around 2002? Something like that.
Dude, I was in elementary school. I did not know what skeet, skeet, skeet meant.
I did.
Oh, yeah. None of us did.
Like. I wasn't old enough.
I was at my middle school dance. Skeet, skeet, skeet.
I remember I was at a summer camp. You know, I was just a kid running around summer camp. And that song, I remember, was just like, you know, radios and like just going crazy. That was like the song.
And then the Dave Chappelle skit took it.
Yeah, yeah.
Another direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the video too was fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember like these, I remember me and my like little friends in camp would be like, ah, ski, 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 ski. And, well, I remember, this is such a vivid memory I have. One of the camp counselors was like, yo, like, do you know what that means? And I'm looking at him, I'm like, I thought we were just singing fucking, you know, I thought we were just having
a good time.
And he like told, he's like, Skeet, he's like, you don't know what it is yet. He goes, but you're going to learn like what it is.
Lil Jon has one of the best runs in hip hop for me. That because he was as like, no matter what song he produced on, just like Diddy, his presence was felt.
Well, he made the very distinct turn to like white people party music.
Yeah.
Which kept it, which doubled longevity. His run.
But even like, if you don't give a damn, you don't give a fuck. All that shit, Nuck If You Buck.
Oh, God.
That was him too, right? No?
He wasn't Nuck If You
Buck. He wasn't Nuck If You Buck.
That's
Crime Mob.
It?
That's, no, Crime Mob, right?
Crime Mob.
Did he produce it though?
I don't, he, well, so he did, the song with Sean Paul, he did What You Gonna Do, Damn. I mean, he did Freak-a-Leak.
Yeah.
Which then turned into My Type. Snap Your Fingers. I mean, his discography. His discog is bigger than like you think it is. Act a Fool. No, he didn't do Act a Fool. Sorry, that's ludicrous. What am I looking at? What did I just look at?
I will say the one funny story about Get Low.
Act a Fool. Yeah,
I distinctly remember like my middle school dance. We had like Catholic school. We had one of our older teachers. You know, she was just trying to be cool with the kids. And the chorus dropped. She was a chaperone. And the chorus dropped. She's like, to the windows, to the walls. And like, obviously, it's a clean version. And my mom was also a chaperone. Yeah. And she's watched
all
my
these
mom.
Bitches,
knows,
all these bitches crawl.
Sweat drops off my balls. And my mom's just sitting there like, she has no idea what she's dancing to
and then
right now.
Turned down for what? It's huge.
Dude, massive.
Turned down for. I was. That was my senior year of high school into college year. And the way. I remember where I was the first time I heard it. I remember being like, this song is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And the way it was just at every part, you had to play it. Like, it was just that song. It didn't matter, if it was the black parties, the white parties, the wet. It was, that song was crazy.
Shots, Turbulence is big.
Bia.
Bro. Oh, my God.
Get on my level. Like, yo, he turned up. Like, he was that, I'll tell you right now.
Oh my
God.
Where Drake, for me, he was one of those artists where Drake is now.
So fucking
Drake
hyped.
Is kind of like if the club is down, you play a Drake song, right? That was what it was back
Lil
then.
Lil Jon was a cheat code.
It was cheat code. Back then, whenever you see it getting stagnant, you drop one of his. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What a blast.
And then Bia brought this back.
Yeah. If you scared, get the fuck off the club. Bia. And then what you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Then the Daddy Yankee remix.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well. Speaking of Daddy Yankee, was it Lil Jon that? No. Well, okay. Stop. Sorry. I'm going too fast. Was it like the 2002 Hot 97 Summer Jam?
Yeah.
Where it was the first time they brought out like Daddy Yankee like in the States.
Oh,
there's a video that exists. There's a video on YouTube. It's like it's insane. So this is probably at what's their fucking baseball field? Was it at the Yankee Stadium?
Mets?
It was probably at MetLife or whatever MetLife was at that time. And I think it was Lil Jon's set. I think Lil Jon like had to have been a closer. Because I remember this video, you need to watch this video. Please watch it. It's a moment in hip-hop history. And it's Lil Jon's set, and obviously it's like 2002, 2004, or something like that. So he's huge. He's just ringing records that we're playing right now.
Yeah.
Brings out Pitbull. They're doing Toma and Kulo, probably, God knows what.
Yep.
Pitbull, because if you remember, they're on the Gasolina remix.
Yes, they are.
Which that went crazy. That's what really brought it to mainstream, like mainland shit. And they bring out Daddy, and mind you, it's New York. And so, he comes out backwards and they have the Puerto Rican towel.
Classic.
And yo, it's such, you need to watch this video. Please, classic. If you're listening, please just pause this real quick and watch that video. The energy in that room is fucking crazy.
And then, guys, lovers and friends.
Dude. Like,
Shorty.
That's why, and if you're an OG, listen to the show. His versus battle with
Urshabay.
He was against T-Pain.
Yeah.
And.
Damn.
Destroyed him. Wasn't close.
And I love T-Pain has hits.
Yeah,
he has
T-Pain's
a run too.
But that's why people are like, okay, we'll put them together. It's gonna be a good show. But the thing is, and this is, we're gonna always bring it back. Lil Jon's a DJ, bro.
Yeah,
yeah.
He knows how to. Hey, oh, you play this? I'm gonna play this. Like so. I remember, and so after that, the actual verses, Ebro and the team. On the morning show, I think the next day had him on as a guest, like on the phone, and they were just talking about like how did you approach it, and he was like, "Bro, I'm a DJ." Like he was like, "I knew that he was gonna save Low." He goes, "But my response to Low is get low,
get low."
Yeah,
he goes, "I knew he was gonna play Buy You a Drink." My response to Buy You a Drink isn't a slow record; it's Snap Your Fingers,
right?
Because without Snap Your Fingers, Buy You Drink doesn't win. Buy You Drink is probably T-Pain's biggest song ever.
I'd say one of the biggest.
Yeah.
It's an automatic loss.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't exist without Snap Your Fingers.
Yeah, that's smart, man.
Yeah.
But that's that DJ battle fucking head-to-head mentality.
Yep.
And why, because I remember, there was a point, it's one of my favorite Versus battles because I love both of them, and it was just top-to-bottom bangers. Like, no one missed ever. I remember at one point, T-Pain's like, yo, like, I can do up-tempo. He drops a Hey Baby with Pitbull. Yep. Lil Jon like goes, you don't want to do this. play shots. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just, he had a response to everything.
Yep.
Shout out Lil Jon, man. But Lil Jon, in a similar vein, as far as, like, runs, I think of Snoop Dogg. I mean, Snoop Dogg, I know we spoke about him last. It's not the same level, but the fact that he is as relevant as he is.
Yeah. Right, right.
And what, Doggy Style came out in 93, I think?
Yeah, and he every decade he'd drop a few bangers, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, when he did that Sensual Seduction record.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember I was like, what the fuck is this? But then it was a fucking banger.
Yeah, I think before that it was dropping like it's hot. You know what I mean? Like, and that is a...
Yeah, yeah, that was... But that was still kind of, I mean, it was Pharrell and the Neptunes and stuff. Yeah. But it was still pretty West Coast.
Yeah.
That album, when he does like That's That with R. Kelly.
Oh, yep. That's true.
Just super player shit. You know what I mean? Like, he's Snoop is so versatile, man. He's on fucking California Girls.
I think one run in hip hop that I think, like, it was disappointing to me that it didn't keep going was Fetty Wap.
Yo, didn't you share with us something recently about Fetty?
I did.
Shout out Fetty, friend of the show, huh? Friend of dope, Ado. Shout out Fetty.
Shout out Fetty Wap.
1738.
1738.
Yeah, he. So Fetty definitely going to be doing some time. I forget how long it is. I think it's like 3 to 5 years or something like that. I think it was.
It's not what he was up for. But was not what he was up for. So, it's a lot less.
Right. Yeah. It is a lot less. But that being said, I think, you know, he kind of fell into, no pun intended, the trap, essentially, because he, I mean, as far as like the music that he was putting out, it wasn't cutting it. It wasn't paying the bills anymore, longevity wise. And he basically was like, he came out and openly said, like, yeah, I had to put money back into the streets in order to like feed my family and stuff,
which is pretty wild.
I mean, you would think at a certain point,
you got to spend like crazy to get to that point. Cause there are third string NFL players that get, you know, rookie minimums that make it out with some good investments and right, are good for the rest of
the world. But then that goes to show, like, if you don't have like the right people around you telling you what to do with
like
your money.
He's been on record being like, yo, I was like feeding like 100 dudes behind me.
I think there was a story that whole My Way with Drake, there was a little debacle with that because I think Drake wanted to do the remix. But Fetty wanted to keep his boy on the track, and Drake was like, no. Drake was like, I don't want him on the track.
Is that the dude who's on Remy? His other track? Yeah, yeah,
Remy. I think Drake didn't clear the song for his album, and then the version that came out on the album was with the dude, but Drake then dropped the song on SoundCloud, the remix.
Mm.
And that just destroyed.
Yeah, that was definitely way bigger.
Nobody plays the original.
Yeah.
You have to play Drake's verse.
Yeah. All I gotta do, oh my god!
Back into the hook. All I gotta do is put my mind to
this
shit.
That's where I dropped it. I cut that in.
Yep. Goddamn.
Still,
dude, that Drake curse.
Still,
dude. I remember the first time I heard Versace, bro.
Oh my god.
I remember where I was at the Pravi Mall, bro. First time I heard it.
Yeah.
In high school, and I was like, bro, this shit's fuck. This verse is insane.
That was wild.
Versus crazy.
Now Drake, of course, Drake has the best run in hip hop
ever.
Hold on.
It's still going. So
it, yeah,
he has the best, the longest run in hip hop. Think about it. Who else? The closest
is probably. Jay.
Yeah, but I agree. It has to be Drake.
As far as like hits, it's him. As far as influence, I'd say Kanye. Influence, I'd say Kanye, because Kanye, after everything he's done and all the things he said.
But he had bigger gaps in his runs.
Oh, Ye?
Yeah.
No, but Ye.
Currently.
With the gap with the music, he made it up with the clothing, with the sneakers. So that's why I said influence.
Is Kanye's run still active right now?
I'd say
I think so.
The people are crazy about this album that's about to drop. That's what I'm saying.
Are these pauses? Like, at what point does it, if Drake, let's say Drake takes our advice for once and goes off for, and doesn't do anything for 3 years and then comes back and drops an album and it's the hype again.
Yeah.
Does that mean the run was still extended those 3 years?
I think it also depends on, like...
That's what I'm saying. What a run. Isn't that the point of the run?
And I'm not the guy that's like, oh yeah, the numbers always dictate like what the run is. But I feel like for this specifically, like if you're still charting and making like hits and you're still setting records like musically and numbers wise, then like that should constitute a run.
And a run... pre-stream is different than a run post-stream.
Yeah. So, well, the reason I ask is because then by that alone, Kanye's is longer because Kanye's first album was 04, 05.
Yeah.
Right.
You could say.
But that's what, but to me, the whole reason why it's called that's the difference between a run and a career.
Correct.
The run is the fact
I
that
think
it's,
Drake's
it's,
still
it's
on his run.
Yeah. Drake's, I mean, for better or for worse, has never stopped.
Yeah.
And that's the run. Right.
Because, and we felt it. That Drake Ye link up concert, you felt the difference between the Ye set and the Drake
set. Oh,
so
different.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
different.
And that's where people kind of was like separating them. Say, okay, we have to stop comparing these two. They like Ye, as far as music, he has more variety, more different styles, more different genres. You can go from a...
I don't know about that.
You can go...
don't we call Drake the chameleon, the guy who's hopping on every wave and stuff, and he does it successfully?
If you're talking about projects,
Drake doesn't have a black skinhead. Drake doesn't have a...
Does Kanye have a one dance?
Yeah, I was going to say, does he have an Afrobeats record? Does he have a Spanish record where he's... You know what I mean?
Yeah, speaking Spanish.
No, he doesn't, but he has house. His stuff, but I wouldn't think like Afrobeats just broke. That's part of Drake's pocket. He's from Canada, so that's not to me. That's not far fetched because he's been
Kanye's
doing
from Chicago.
That. He's been doing that. He does house.
That's what I'm saying. I'm making the same point you're making.
but I'm
matching you.
But to me, it's just like
I want to play tennis.
Like I said, it's just like you felt it there. It's like Drake. You like. That trap kept going. Another trap song. Another trap song. Another trap song. And he was hitting them with here. So it kind of that dynamic is different. That's why you felt it there. I think we should stop comparing these two. I think it's kind of getting old, and I kind of want Drake to stop subbing him. I kind of wanted to stop, but
I think if he has right. I mean,
no,
I feel like he's subbing other people.
No,
there were bars for him in the last couple songs.
Yeah, but that was a good point between the run and a career. That's a good point to make. Now, as far as runs and careers, so then you know you have these new guys and this new generation that thinks that you have an artist like
NBA
Young Boy, and they call him the greatest.
So
you know what I'm saying
so. NBA Youngboy is, I don't know the word. If you look at his numbers, they're insane. His fan base,
not all the way because, well, if you're living under the rock, recently Joe Budden came out and said that you know he's not a great rapper. Like he's not
objectively.
He's not objective. Yeah. He's not a great rapper. He has his fan base. He has his cult. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know. Joe Budden knows what's going on behind closed doors in these record labels. There's a lot of streaming farming shit going on. There's a lot of manipulation of numbers. All right, so it's just like you can't gauge an artist like him and be like, oh, he's the greatest and he's one of the top. He's not.
No, I'm bringing up the numbers to say that because I think for our generation, as people like we're talking, we don't listen to him.
Not at all. Yeah.
So to us, it's easy to brush him off.
Yeah.
My point of bringing in the numbers is that. There's people that really fucking listen to him.
Yeah, he has a cult following. Now it's just like...
I just can't imagine driving to my job in the morning just bumping NBA Youngboy.
That's because you're a grown man, though. I'm trying to think. I mean...
It's just music is objective, right? But when you're doing comparisons and when you're comparing and contrasting artists and doing the greatest, saying the best, using these words, now we have to look at numbers, we have to look at lyrics, we have to look at content, we have to look at what's it called? Just his whole career as a whole, and a lot of his projects, most of his projects are not breaking 50K first week.
Correct. It's progressively, and I think Joe made the point in his podcast too, is as the label obviously dumped a ton of money into him at the first project, and now we're 4 or 5 projects out, and those numbers, the label's not dumping as much money in, and those numbers are continuing to go down.
Exactly.
So, and that's what led Joe to say that he's way bigger than NBA YoungBoy is.
But it's like, what is the argument? Because if we're talking about rapper, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Joe's, I think Joe's just corny as an entity, as a human, but he's a really good rapper. I used to be a big Slaughterhouse fan, and which was a super group he was in.
Why do you call him corny, though?
I just think he's a corny dude. I just think, like, the whole, like, screaming, like, and he, at his age.
But he has, did you see his numbers? As for his podcast?
I know he has a huge, I know he has one of the top podcasts in the world. That doesn't mean he's not corny.
I mean, I think a lot of it is
like when we were watching his argument with the girl, and I'm like, brother, it was fucking corny.
But that, that shit had 1 million views on somebody else's page.
It doesn't mean it's
I didn't say he was irrelevant. I think he's corny.
I think it's strategic. I don't think he's just doing that. And he even said it himself. He's like,
this does not mean he's not corny.
No, I'm just, I mean, I don't, that was your opinion. I'm telling you my opinion now. I'm telling you, for me, I don't think that's corny. I think he's doing what he's supposed to do as a podcaster. It's entertainment. It's like radio. When you go on radio, you got people calling in, talking about their exes, this, this, and that. It's more personable. People like to watch the reality TV shows. They want to indulge in other people's lives because they want to get away from their lives. It's their point to get away from whatever they're doing to soak into something else.
Getting the drama.
Well, and I think that's definitely why he kind of implies into a lot of, like, they talk about a lot of their own life's experiences.
Which is fine, but what my point was is, despite me thinking he's corny, I actually want to acknowledge the fact that he's also a really good rapper. Like, yeah. And people, me included, joke about the fact that it's just like Pump It Up is up, but he's actually a really good rapper.
Right.
Bringing back, I was a big Slaughterhouse fan. For those who don't know, it's a super group, Crooked Eye, Joe Budden, Royce the 5'9", and Joel Ortiz. And it was a lot of, like, you know, rappity rap type rapping, and they have some really, really dope stuff. Check them out. One of the most legendary BET cyphers also. Watch that cypher.
Yep.
With Eminem. And
with Joe Budden's verse is absolutely insane. I'm saying that because, okay, when it's like, I'm bigger than you, right? We can look at it, right, just as rappers. Let's start there, right?
Because
at the end of the day, they're both rappers, right? Joe Budden has Pump It Up. NBA YoungBoy doesn't have a Pump It Up, right? A song, a hit song that video games, movies, whatever.
You don't think, what do you think YoungBoy's biggest song is, Right Foot Creep?
His biggest song, I mean, numbers-wise, me looking at it, is Bandit, which he's just a feature on.
I think as far as, like, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I do want to make the point that, like, Right Foot Creep also transcended, like, it became pop culture because now you go watch a football game. Everyone's doing the gritty when they score a touchdown.
Yeah, I get it, but it's just not. When you say bigger, you know, like, I don't think brands are running to go do stuff with him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, let's start at the rapper level first.
Yeah.
And then I just think, like, lyrical ability, Joe's like I give rapper to Joe.
And even in that sense, Joe's style kind of helped birth one of the biggest rappers in the game now, which is Drake. Drake, in the beginning, stylistically took his whole style and flow with the whole being, introspective and stuff like that with being emotional. Yeah. Drake started out, Joe Budden started that shit with his mixtape series. So
Joe can actually, like, fucking rap for real. Like,
you know what I'm saying? So
and then if we think about, which I know you're gonna get into, is just cultural relevance, right?
Yes.
You know, obviously the kids will fuck with YoungBoy, but the kids also know who Joe Budden is. They see his content all the time.
Right.
Whether you want to or not. You know what I mean? And that says something, right? To your point, the relevancy, the top 10 biggest podcasts in the world, probably.
I mean, to his average shows are 3 hours long, and he has 81% completion rate.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild.
It's insane.
That's wild.
That's where the power is. I'm keeping you, and that's why the whole thing with Spotify, people didn't understand. He knew his worth. He's like, you guys are giving me crumbs compared to, I'm keeping people on your platform for 3 hours. That's three albums.
Yeah.
That's three albums.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So people don't understand. A lot of people just are not privy to this space, which is new. You know, he was one of the first to navigate those deals, to get those big deals. He was one of the first. So, but like I said, cultural wise, like he's done more for the culture. He's always in the limelight. He's always being spoken about.
Love and Hip Hop.
You know what I'm saying? Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah. NBA YoungBoy wasn't on Love and Hip Hop.
He was one of the first ones doing the vlogs on YouTube.
Yeah.
He was one of the first ones to do all that. He got punched by dude.
Shout out the flip cam, huh?
Yeah, dude.
If you were there.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I understand what he means by bigger people, but like I said, people don't like to have objective conversations. Who's their favorites?
I mean, if you have a 16-year-old, they'll be like,
of course. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's where they're going to go for. But we all know at the end of the day, YoungBoy went off, though. He went off on Joe Budden.
Yeah.
Going crazy on him, but I guess that's the thing going on right now. But shout out to Joe, man. He's doing his thing.
Yeah. I know you follow his podcast a bunch. I don't really listen to it. I don't know. I just think he's corny. Don't yell at me.
I also don't have like 3 hours I could just kill like that either. So
when I do, I'm listening to this show.
Also valid.
Yeah, I guess.
I just like to listen to you.
You know, speaking of rappers. Recently, Fat Joe, man. Fat Joe's been in the life for a little recently, because not only for the thing that I'm about to bring up, but did you see the article of him talking about why they call him Joey Crack?
No. Joey Crack.
Did you either of you see,
I've heard this. Go for
so
it.
So I always assumed that it was because he like pushed fucking.
Yeah, wait.
Yeah, like he's like, nah. He goes, I was just fat, and anytime I bent down, my crack was always out, and people just started calling me, and I just embraced it. I'm like, dude, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Crack! And I remember as a kid, like, because he would say it in a lot of his songs. Like,
Joey Crack!
Yeah, like, crack! And I'd be like, this is kind of like a weird name. But then I'm like, oh, you know, I get it, like, gangster rap, like, drug shit. But I'm like, even that is still kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, he got away with a lot. But one of the big things he got away with in the recent news is the terror squad leader's comments. I'm in the wrong place. Fat Joe explained why he recently admitted to lying in the vast majority of his songs throughout his decades-long hip-hop career. In an interview with Gail King about the inclusion of lyrics as evidence against Young Thug and Wild Soul Rico case, the Bronx native claimed that he, like many other rappers, often fabricates the truth in his music as a form of artistic license. I've been rapping professionally for 30 years, and I've lied in almost 95% of my songs, Joe told King. I write what I feel that day. I'm just being creative.
I mean, first of all, I think that's a cop-out, because I think Joe was really about that life back in the day. Terror Squad was definitely solidified. They had their stories. He pulled up whenever there was beef. He never was shy to it. But people have to understand at the end of the day, this is art. And back then, and the industry period was pushing an agenda. You need to be gangsta at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need to push that agenda. You need to push that.
But what if you could rap and had all the style, but you just weren't gangsta?
That was Kanye. That's what Kanye had to break through that mold. Fingers! Kanye had to come in. That's why it was so hard for him coming in the game, because he was not what the industry wanted. Ever since, I'd say, NWA. From then on, it was like, you gotta be a gangster. Yep. You gotta have hood credibility. Now you gotta have tattoos on your face. This dude's that I do nothing gangster. You are in your mansion all fucking day. You're not pushing anything. But they still talk about that life. Why are you talking about that life? You don't live that life anymore.
Right.
Right? So why are you still talking about it? Because there's a market for it, and that's what the industry wants.
Yo, so back to the whole conversation about the ability for courts to use song lyrics, right?
To persecute,
obviously, Young Thug looking at some time. And obviously, it's very split right now as to why the courts should be able to use lyrics and why not. And my counter argument would be, what about, remember Tay-K when he dropped the race and he literally detailed every step of the way on his, what I think it was a double homicide?
Yeah.
So that, I mean, you know, how are people now supposed to differentiate, and the jury's supposed to differentiate whether someone is lying in their songs or someone's literally detailing step by step, play by play?
That's what you go to school for, to investigate. You need to prove it. proven innocent before proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You need to prove that I did this shit. If you can't prove it, don't come pulling my lyrics and just trying to pinpoint things and all this is not. But now, if you're actually rapping about shit that's happened, that's on books, you're stupid. You're dumb.
But if it's the whole proving I really live this life,
you're still, it's a trap. You're done. It's hip hop police. Have we ever heard about that?
Yeah.
Are we not black? We're black in America. Like, everything is set up.
Yeah, Cammy.
A certain way. I mean,
preach.
This is not to take away accountability to the human being and to the person. You, whatever you do, you lay your bed in it. It is what it is, right? But don't think that this is not set up to fucking to take us down. Because look, we have a lot of our prominent dudes. Like Diddy was a prominent mogul for our race, for our culture. And now look at what he's being painted as.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what bracket you're in, you're getting taken down no matter what.
I will say, so that being said, all that to say, I think now being able to use song lyrics in the justice system, I feel like is now going to be a very slippery slope. I personally disagree with it. I think it's crazy. But that being said, I mean, Young Thug's attorney is working overtime right now. You guys see what Pushing P means?
Pushing P is definitely means pushing positivity. That's what I thought.
Pushing what?
Pushing positivity. That's what I thought.
Pushing peace. You know what I'm positivity.
Saying? That's what, and what did French Montana say? Coke boys mean something. I think it's something positive.
Yeah, something.
Ain't about Coke.
Kings.
You know what
yeah.
But what the cleanup work is going good, guys. I see what you're doing.
Dude, the makeover.
I see what you're doing.
The makeover of like all these hip-hop terms is hilarious.
No, because now, so now
we're good guys.
Dude, the floodgates are fucking open now.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's fucking scary.
Yeah.
So cool, Crack's gonna come out and be like, I lied on everything.
Yeah,
because Terror Squad is still a fucking thing.
Yeah, they're looking at my shit.
Yeah, Young Thug. Thug stands for Truly Humbled Under God.
Dude.
Bro, he's working overtime right now.
Everybody's about to drop a gospel album now.
Yo, facts. Yeah. Who did it first?
Kanye.
Daddy Yankee's, he's about to drop a gospel. He's going gospel now.
Is he? I missed that. He's pulling a Hector the Father.
He announced that he's like, hey, I'm going to start doing this for God. He's like, so I'm, you know what I'm saying? Gasolina.
You know, there's just a point where you push the gangster shit so long and, you know, you kind of just, you grow up, no?
It is. You grow up, and that's why I don't understand why artists that are so far removed from the street are still talking about the street. Mm-hmm. That goes to show you that, yo, is that all we can do is just talk about the hood, talk about this, talk about that? You're not even that life no more.
Well, Jay-Z, to a certain extent, still talking about it.
Push a T.
Push T, another
Push one. Push a T says it. I'm luxury coke rap. That's what I do. He's not pushing it. He tells you I'm not pushing it. He's like, but this is just what I do. It's just what it is.
Luxury coke rap is such a fucking vibe.
He does it well.
He does it so well.
Yeah.
So well.
I mean, but like 50 Cent, bro. Listen. 50 Cent. You never want to go against that dude.
Oh my God, no.
You never want to be on 50 Cent's bad side. If I ever blow up, I never want to be on 50 Cent's bad side. He will dig, and he will get you.
I love 50 Cent.
The whole Floyd Mayweather thing, too, that's still going on.
Oh, so he's so petty.
To this day.
He's so petty.
He's funny. Getting on Diddy bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He's getting on Diddy bad.
If you want to elaborate on it.
Well, you know, he's always been vocal about Diddy and Diddy's sexuality and how Diddy does certain sus, you know.
We talked about it last show a little
sus
bit.
Sus shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And as of recently, like, a lot of people are just looking at the way he's posting stuff. And 50's really strategic when he does certain things.
Yeah.
So Charlamagne Tha God actually pointed out, he was like, hey, 50 had put it up a post. He's like, hey, listen, Revolt. I guess because Diddy just stepped down from Revolt. He's stepping down. A lot of people are pulling away from which is expected. It's actually a smart move as a businessman. It happens all the time when people are in scandal. But he in the post said, Diddy, hit me up. I know Cadillac's pulling away. I know AT&T's pulling away. Let me know what's up. Hit me up. But in that, because Diddy's not going away, right? Is he ill? He has to lay low. It's not going away. But in that, he's literally telling people, hey, he is sponsored by Cadillac. He is sponsored by AT&T. What are people going to go do in this cancel culture? They're going to hit these people. Hey, stop messing with Diddy. You mess with Diddy, I'm not messing with you no more. So what's that going to do? Is this actually going to happen? They're not going to mess with Diddy. And now people are going to go look for all his brand endorsements and everybody that's sponsoring him and everybody that's in bed with him.
Diddy Ciroc too, right?
It's so fucking crazy.
I don't think he is Ciroc anymore.
I think there was something going on with that where it was kind of dying off, but he does have the De Leon and he has the tequila and stuff like that. So
right.
It's just like 50 is just ruthless.
50 is also like, he also has his hands in like different companies within that market as well. So I'm sure there's definitely a play there.
From Complex, 50 Cent continues to troll Diddy as the Bad Boy Records founder faces multiple allegations of sexual assault on Sunday 5th. Thanks, Complex. Hopped on social media to roast Diddy, who last week was sued on sexual assault for the third time in the past month. The G-Unit boss merged Diddy and R. Kelly's faces in a bizarre photo on Twitter, with the post soundtracked by the disgraced R&B singer's 1998 song, Did You Ever Think? Did Diddy Do It? 50 captioned the post. In addition, 50 Cent took to Instagram to share more thoughts on Diddy's legal troubles. No, he'll be fine. The Get Rich or Die Trying rapper captioned on Instagram photo of Diddy. He has so much money. When his corporate partners pull out, he will reach out in his pockets and make it happen.
Yep.
You saw how fast he paid Cassie. He's a real billionaire. He has fuck you money, guys, so fuck you. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
You never want to be on that guy's heat. I mean, he's built like that. He came into the game beefing.
Yeah. He rapped angry.
He single-handedly took one of the biggest rappers at the time, Ja Rule's career down single-handedly.
Yeah.
All right. He's just.
You know who you didn't take down? Kanye.
Oh, no. Kanye took him down, definitely. You know what I'm saying? But like, hey, man, there's a lot going on in hip-hop right now, and it's just everywhere.
Oh, man. And 50 Cent is someone that's just like, because there's guys who have money and they'll like talk about, you know, whatever. But 50 Cent's also enormous. Oh. He's also like not.
Hey yo, pause, bro. That was
Jesus crazy. Christ,
that was nuts, dude. 50 Cent, are you still playing them in the club?
Depends.
Thing is, Candy Shop and Disco Inferno like still go crazy.
Those beats are retarded.
Hey, come on, man.
Yo, I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
They're special.
Didn't make it better.
No, it didn't. They're special beats, man. Like that, those songs. Period. Are
those both Dre beats?
Yeah,
I know. No. Disco Inferno is the Dre beat.
I think.
Isn't one of them Scott?
Well, Dre and Scott was working together.
Disco Inferno, I think, is Dre.
Candy Shop.
Candy Shop is.
Yep. It's Scott Storch.
Scott Storch, right?
Yeah.
Scott Storch produced a lot of 50 stuff. Yeah. I love Scott Storch.
I'm trying to think of what 50 songs I do. I'll drop an I Get Money, but not at like peak hour of the club.
In the club.
Day party I'll do.
What Up Gangsta is definitely a good
one. Oh, What Up Gangsta.
You know, that's definitely. I was listening to Get Rich Die Trying the other day. Yeah. That album is flawless. That album is flawless. Again, nothing's touching.
But what's crazy about 50 is like, you can play him at an R&B party. Best friend, bro. Oh!
If I was your 21 best friend,
question.
Dude, 21 questions. Still, yeah, one of my I still favorite play that. Songs. Yeah.
I love 21 questions. Yeah, dude. 50 people like sleep on 50. But the thing is, well, 50 when 50 came on the scene, his run was, it wasn't that long, but its peak was crazy.
Yeah, bro.
It was massive.
His peak was insane.
It's like, what do you drop after Give Rich or Die Trying? How do you top that?
I mean, people have topped their really good.
Name it.
Kanye. College Dropout was amazing.
Well, I guess I'm not talking about where the album. I'm talking about when you put out a body of work that's your best. That's like the top. Like Kanye has yet to pass
kind of fantasy. Kind of like Nas.
I think he'll never.
I was going to say, this sounds a lot like my Nas take.
I think Nas. But Nas didn't win a Grammy for that. He won a Grammy for his other ones, for the recent, more recent.
Yeah, Richard, I try and win a Grammy.
I think he got snubbed that year.
Yeah, he did get snubbed.
He got snubbed that year.
Yeah. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, I don't think that
won. No, but that should have won.
But he won Grammys for like the Massacre stuff, right? Like for the Disco Inferno.
Speaking of topping you, I mean, Michael Jackson couldn't top Thriller, right? But if you have a time, if you like to watch documentaries,
yeah, Paramount, I still need to watch it. I still need to watch it.
Oh my god,
it's on. Paramount has their own streaming service.
Yeah, the Thriller 40 anniversary. Yeah.
It's on Paramount.
It's on Paramount.
I definitely do not have Paramount.
It's dope though. Listen, that it's there's so much like unseen. He's in the studio with Paul McCartney. You see that whole process. It's crazy. You see footage you've never seen before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, and it just shows you like how much like MJ set the fucking bar, bro, and he is the bar. It's still to this day. Like my son is 10 years old. That's his favorite artist.
You didn't watch the Beyonce video or movie?
No, I was watching the Thriller. I watched the Thriller. I watched it like twice,
dude.
I didn't watch it.
The videos of the movie are crazy. Like, are people like watching it? Like, people in the theater?
The visuals and shit.
It's like how just the people like are the acting.
Reactions. Yeah.
Like, it's like a concert. Like it's and it's most.
I,
and
yeah,
it's,
I did see
and
that.
It's most of the people that like went to the concert.
That's yeah. So wild.
And like, I mean, the Beehive is nuts.
Yeah, Beehive. You don't want to fuck with the Beehive at all. Don't say nothing about the Beehive. You can talk about Taylor Swift gang, but I'm talking about the Beehive.
Shout out my long backs.
Hold on, repeat that again one more time.
Shout out my long backs.
And what does that mean exactly?
Yo, where does the back end? Point it to me.
Oh my goodness.
Where does the back end? It's a genuine like, where does it end? Where does it start or where does it end?
You don't think you're gonna find her attracted at all?
No. She's just not my type.
What is your type?
Yeah, snacks. What is your type?
You like some thick fat bags.
Baby got back.
I like when there's separation between the back. And the room.
You want that shit to go back at you. You know what I'm saying?
I just want to look and be like, okay, that's a distinct change.
Yeah, I guess. But how about her personality? It was super dope. Like, you sat down with her and she.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think that, like, Taylor and I would vibe that much.
How about Billie Eilish?
Oh, no. Yeah. How old is she? She's 21, right?
Maybe.
She's definitely legal.
She also just came out and said that she likes both girls and guys.
Oh, she messes with the ABCDGFC.
Confirmed she's 21. Yeah, Billy cool.
Yeah. Would y'all fuck with Billie Eilish? Yeah.
I find she's attractive. She's attractive.
She is. Her eyes, too. Man. She's super fucking talented, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How old is Ice Spice? She's like 23, right? No, I'm serious.
Yo. Yo, have you seen Ice Spice's mom, though?
Yeah, she's bad as fuck.
She runs in the
23,
family.
23, yep.
She runs in the family.
Her birthday's January 1st, 2000. She's a millennium baby. Yeah. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
How do you think how long her run's going to go?
That's a good question.
I mean, she's on tour right now with Doja. She's doing good.
That is huge for her. Yeah. Yeah,
it is fucking.
She's now doing crossover records too.
Just gonna say that
it's a good song.
I don't love it.
I like it, bro.
But it came out in the wrong time. If it came out during the summer, yeah, it would have been better.
Yeah, and the fact that she had the Barbie record and
yeah.
She's not really like slowing down at all. I think the bigger question mark is Sexy Red right now, because like every song she's putting out, granted they're all like fucking heaters,
bangers.
But like they're all the same. So she's not really showing any kind of versatility or movement, whereas Ice Spice is.
But I feel like Sexy Red's newer to the scene than Ice Spice.
No, she is, but
even Ice Spice, I was like, okay, like how many drill records are we gonna get?
Yeah, but then she drops the Boy's a Liar.
But that's like, also after like a year plus out. Sexy Red's still in that first year window where I'm like, okay, she's still coming out with this sound, trying to replicate it, like put her stamp on hip hop.
Yeah, use the formula and just keep repeating it, rinse and repeat.
But I think you can also just hear it in someone's voice.
I don't think
there's a lot of variance in Sexy Red's voice versus Ice Spice can. There's, you know, you can clearly do more with her voice than you can with a Sexy Red. Sexy Red's kind of just shouting.
She has to stay in that pocket. If she goes anywhere else, it's gonna, you're gonna hear it.
It's gonna sound crazy.
That's what I mean. But
yeah.
How long can she? That's what.
Yeah, you're gonna hear
what the fuck I'm saying.
I agreed with you, and I said, yeah, you're right.
Look at this.
Look at you. That's fucking sad.
Look at us.
That's sad shit.
Look at us.
My shit's coming on 20th.
CMOS.
Big CMOS. Thanks so much for listening to another amazing episode of But I Know the DJ. Please continue to support us. Thank you for listening. But please comment, share, you know, like, subscribe, and just, you know, keep showing us love. Keep, you know, letting us know that you're listening. And
everyone's beautiful. There's no body shaming over here. He just has his type.
Yeah, I mean, I like what I like. You know?
Likes what he likes.
Likes what he likes. What the fuck? Everyone likes what they like.
Which I know.
When I hit him with the... Fuck.
Taking it all the way back to the top.
Oh, yes, hello, Johnson!
We're good, man. We're good.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We'll see you next time.
Peace.